Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. How are you guys doing today? I pray that your day has already started with greatness. I hope that your week, I hope that you have a great week. I hope that this week begins with nothing but good things, good thoughts, good vibes, as you young people say. So I wanted to talk to you guys really quick. As usual, I'll try to keep it as short as possible. It might be a little lengthier than normal, but here we go. You cannot want greatness or more for someone than they want for themselves. Because either you're going to be offended at some of the things and choices that they make, or you're going to lose out. Let me explain. When you want more for someone and you see the potential and you see the greatness and you see that they can do so much more than what they're doing, and you're pouring in and pouring in and pouring out, and day after day they consistently do the opposite but still end up having to do exactly what you tell them to do. And it's not about you telling them how to live their lives or telling them how to get from point A to point B, but it's the simple fact that because you want more and you see more, it gets aggravating. It gets aggravating, you get tired, you get drained, because it's like, what's the point? My question to you guys are, have you submitted your boundaries? Have you placed boundaries in your life for people, family, any relationship that you could possibly have? Have you submitted those boundaries? Because if you don't, it will cause you to dislike, to not want to be bothered, it will cause fatigue, it will cause all those things. But the greater question, more so, is what is it that you feel the need to be so in depth with their life that you forget about the things that you're supposed to be doing, that you forget about yourself, that you lose sight of yourself, and then all of a sudden you feel like you're just being pulled in every which direction? And I'm speaking from experience. Because you want to be there, and in the moments that you're being there, it's great, but then there's the moments that you're being there is causing problems, not for them, but for you. And in secret, you're actually causing problems from them because they actually don't want to do the things that you know it is for them to do. You actually just like, you know, I know this is what you should be doing, but I really don't want you to do it. Not for real. You know. But they don't really want to do it, not for real, even though they know that it's good for them, even though they know that this is what should be happening. But again, it's not necessarily them, it's really you, because you have not thought to have boundaries on how deep you should go. Have you consulted with the Holy Spirit on this assignment? Have you consulted with the Holy Spirit on this relationship? Have you consulted with the Holy Spirit on what it is exactly you are to be doing in this situation? I don't think that we take the time to do that. I don't think that we take the time to really sit down and, well, especially when we see ourselves getting frustrated, especially when you see yourself getting fatigued, especially when you see yourself feeling the drainage from the situation. And then you got to think, what is wrong with you that you want to be a part of that? What is wrong with you? Why do you want to be in the middle of somebody else's drama? Some people, they feel like, you know, well, I ain't got nothing else to do. But I don't think you thought about that well enough, because there's so much for you to do in this world. There's so many people that need your help. And the main person that needs your help is you. The main person that needs your help is you. Because when you help yourself and when you learn to do these things, you can teach others to do the same. And not only teach others, but for one, start in your home. To do the same, to have boundaries and say, listen, okay, that's fine. Whatever you want to do is on you. I respect your decision, even though I feel like it's a stupid one. And my husband hates that word, but that's how I feel. But it's not my place to do that. It's not my place to say, oh, that's a stupid decision. You're dumb. Or this is not going to work because you're doing it like that. That's not my place. My place is to give wise counsel and leave it at that. And they either take it or they don't. And when they don't, it should not affect you the way that sometimes it can. And again, we're human. So, you know, when you see the potential, it's like, oh my God, why? But You can't want it more than them. You can lead the horse to the well, but you can't make them drink. And you keep doing the things you're doing, it's like beating a dead horse. You know? So I just want to encourage you guys to sit down and think about your boundaries. And don't forget to have time for yourself. And in that time for yourself, that is sitting quiet and listening to the Holy Ghost and consulting with the Holy Ghost on what it is that you should be doing in this season. And not just in this season, because we get that misconstrued as well. We just want to talk about seasons. No. What am I supposed to be doing with this relationship? What am I supposed to be doing in this marriage? What am I supposed to be doing with my son, my kids, my family? What exactly am I supposed to be doing right now? Which goes into seasons, but all the other stuff we forget about because people, places, and things are important in your season as well. Don't forget that. Consult with the Holy Ghost. It's important. It's very important that we do so, and it's very important that we be careful what we listen to, what we see. I know you heard this before. But when I say what we listen to, it's not just TV. It's all the gunk that you take in when people want to dump their life on you. You got to be careful what you're taking in and how much of it that you're allowed, the capacity that you have to take it in. Some people feel like you can't handle it. So I'm going to just keep dumping and dumping and dumping and dumping and dumping, not realizing that, dang, you're not replenishing anything. You're just putting all this other stuff on me. But then again, we got to take ownership that we're allowing it to happen. People only do what you allow them to do to you. It's a lot of information, I know, and it's really not, but as I listen to myself, I'm like, wow, it's so much that we have to decompress, we have to unwind and think about what are we doing in this season that we're not taking the time to consult with the Holy Spirit, because he's a teacher. You know what I mean? He teaches us in everyday life, but we don't take the nudges, we don't take the time to listen, we don't take the time to zoom in and have tunnel vision on what we're supposed to be doing for us, because there are some people that attach to you, their freedom is attached to your freedom. Their freedom is attached to your freedom. So when do you get healed and set free if you're so busy listening to them be bound? Yeah. So I just wanted to encourage you guys this morning. And I really hope that this has to, that it has encouraged you. Again, it's a little lengthy, but I wanted you guys to know that you got to set boundaries, man. You can't want more for someone than they want for themselves. And even if you do, there's a boundary in there that allows you to not get upset, that not get offended, that not get so bottled down with their stuff that you can't focus it on your stuff because you're so busy being Mr. Fix-It, Mrs. Fix-It. That is not your job to come. It's not your job to fix anything, but it is your job to plant the seed. Let God water it and let him allow it to grow. Y'all have a blessed, amazing morning, a blessed, amazing week. Y'all continue to thrive and push as I'm going to continue to thrive and push and try my hardest to set my boundaries and look to the hills where my help comes from. But not only that, that I am going to consult with the Holy Spirit on what it is that he desires of me to do in this season and out of season. Have a blessed day.